Poem for Max Ritvo, perhaps. As for me, I arrived a day late with postage due. A day late and a buck short, big league in a ghost town. I began as a glimmer in a cat's eye. In my bones were great trees full of darkness, swelling with cricket song. The rain had gone hoarse, reciting the names of the dead. In the mirrors, great clouds roamed, as distant and untouchable as tumors. The moon was my inheritance. My instructions were to love mercy. A day late and late to your songs, Max, which reached me in a place of sudden water. Little town with two tracks running through. Little town sponsored by Oxy and Mountain Dew. And I didn't know what was inside my bones until I heard your songs, whether it was a dream or the rain. As when you descend a stone stairway in Paris and wonder if they're the same ones as in Doisneau's photograph. You know the one. A musician beside the gleaming road holds his umbrella for his cello, stairs vanishing behind him. Or when you bend down to one of the cold rails, brittle with moonlight, and feel for the tremble, the slight shudder that heaven leaves in the rails as it sails on past the sleeping prairies. As when I wonder if my life will be measured by the mercy I have shown, though I have deserved none, or against the weight of the wings steering by starlight in the skies above. As when I can't remember what I am missing, and it's everything, breathing and falling, and your name, which has been placed upon the tongues of rain. But right now it's after midnight, and I'm walking beneath the great trees, full of night wind in their top reaches, and I just heard someone say, I miss Paris. Let's go back, tomorrow we'll be in Paris, and maybe in the morning someone will lean out a window to tell us that everyone's okay.